Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your network and computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in a protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
I think the great and liberating things for me, and I think why this thing came to fruition, I made a big deal that this stayed quiet, you know, and you know, first of all, you know what I was doing? I was, you know, part of the rumors are things fly out of that building. And so I wanted to see, could I trust this building?
Let us by law, when and go we go go. Let us by law, when and go we go go. Let us by law, when and go we go go. Let us by law, when and go we go go. Go, get ready, go, go, get ready, go, we go, Santana, let's go, go, go. Let us by law, when and go we go dumb. Sipping on a little bit of Puerto Rican rum. My feet are real low, go blooded to the death. Tailgate, got a little powder on my breath. Empire Road, still banging green lights. My 49, tall cans, double shots. Middle finger up, motherfucker, Seahawks. Red zone banging, got drama, let it pop. Killer California, Houston, Texas. This lang gang hopping out of Lexus. Niggas be frontin', not die hard. Popping out the mouth, E.R. Kaiser. Santana family rapping in the shy. Me and Arvello eating Giordano pie. Ray Red hollering, not as by law. Ace Town chilling, go toes, claw, wall, nigga.
Not as by law, red and go, we go dumb. Not as by law, red and go, we go dumb. Not as by law, red and go, we go dumb. Not as by law, red and go, we go dumb.
Red, go, red, go, red, go, red. Home team. My tailgate party is a red and gold thing. Bang, bang, nine a gang. Yeah, ho, I'm faithful. That means if we lose, bitch, I still be grateful. You's a bandwagon rider. Always been a nine. Kings of the Bay, boy, call us five. Go back to Steve Young, Gary Wright. Here Joe Montana riding like red and white. Might represent for that black and brown power. We games ain't ready to kick off in an hour. Rolling us out. My team number one. Nine is by law, the red and gold, we go dumb.
Nine is by law, red and gold, we go dumb. Nine is by law, red and gold, we go dumb. Nine is by law, red and gold, we go dumb. Nine is by law, red and gold, we go dumb.
Red, go, 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 red, go,
My interactions with Jed York is he's a guy who all he wants to do is win. He's tired of, you know, some strife and contention in the building. He wants harmony. We can't beat around the bush. We got to get right to, do I want to work for these people? To me, that's an awesome deal. And I understand, I think just from being around it, from being a football fan, from being up there and playing for Bill, from being around Ronnie and feeling his presence, to Tina Turner and Bill Ringler on that staff, I just get, you know, what dawned upon me. This isn't just a normal franchise. This is one of the iconic franchises in football. And the opportunity to restore that to its glory and to work really hard to do that, that just got me. And so...
calculated confusion is making enemies stumble. And Allen, he the king of the palace. For so long he was attacked with so vicious a malice. Was the running or throwing? He up for the challenge. Always had the talent, but now we got the balance. Got hogs on the line, now you potty and staley. Yes, Apollo and Barton, it takes me back to the 80s. Moore and Miller is opening doors. So Gork can run through, that are leading the score. The inconvenient truth is that he ain't back. For breaking tackles like shackles and disappearing the shadows. Earning wages like burning days. As if he don't run them over, he go burn and blaze them. And Crabtree got hands like glue. Don't really want it, tell me what you want to do. Collide and conquer, rise from the enemy clenches. If the battle was we won, it'd be won in the trenches. They frontin' like a major, already peeped at his mind. Boy, you best to check your heart before you step to these nines. Collide and conquer, rise from the enemy clenches. If the battle was we won, it'd be won in the trenches. They frontin' like a major, already peeped at his mind. Boy, you best to check your heart before you step to these nines. Open up your eyes, boy, it ain't no joke.
I'm a nana from the earthquake country. I can make the earth shake. About to bring it back like the 89 earthquake. Throw a pass at me, I'ma catch it like Crabtree. Who got the kush? Cause the smoker gotta have tree. And pass the joint cause the player gotta have mo. I split a blunt down the middle like Frank Go. I quarterback throw a bullet like Kaepernick. And take a poodle out the game like Alex Smith. Red and gold, that's the color of the realest. Staying on my toes, call me Patrick Willis. We back up in it, cause my team winning. I'm the comeback kid, all I need is 1 minute. We winning like the 80s, it's a Super Bowl city. Finna take another ring home, Super Bowl city.
Ain't nobody fucking with us. I got red and gold in my cup. The Wild West got the game turned up. Who got it better than us? Who got it better than us?
Faithful with God's honor.
Nothing Kaepernick.
Throwing TD, no pick. Break for 85 yards. If he opted hella quick. New stadium, new ring. Same team. Hard since keys are 49ers. We are hating on the city, but they can't hold Quinn. I fucked with Gork, Crabtree, and Bo Quinn.
Word.
Breaking records like we throwing vinyl.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? And welcome back to your morning cup of sports. We apologize about the delay. We don't know what the hell happened, but my mic cut out on me. Our guests couldn't hear us and made us look like complete fools, but we got him on the line right now, and we're going to go ahead and bring him on, talk about some of the things that he's doing with football, where he's at, and what the team's doing, and major support and shout out for them, because, you know, that's what we're all about here is sports and a lot of B-level sports, but, you know, we talk about everything, and we're all about supporting the underdogs and the smaller guys. So without further ado, I want to bring on our guest. I believe you pronounce his name, and I'm probably going to get this wrong, but I'm going to guess Nevin. So we will find out, and let's go ahead and bring him live now. What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? And, yeah, you did pronounce it right.
Ha-ha. I'm not a complete idiot. See, Mark? I told you. Not a dumbass. Anyways, thanks for coming on the air, man. I appreciate you standing by with us and waiting that out. I don't know what's going on, but it's definitely acting weird. So I'm working on it and trying to figure it out. But in the meantime, I got you here, and we're able to talk to you and get you on the show. So basically – you know, I asked you to come on. You were talking. I caught your post about going to the championship, and so you know, I was really excited about that. And you're not far from us. You're right down the road from where I'm at. My co-host, you know, he lives out in Washington State, so obviously it's not just a quick little drive for him. But yeah. If you don't mind, man, give us and our listeners, you know, a rundown of, you know, where you guys are at, what you guys are doing, and rundown of your season.
Basically, the team I play for right now, I've been with the team for 4 years now, the Marion County Crusaders. We used to play out of Indianapolis. Our home field was at Cardinal Ritter High School. We then switched to Greenwood. Basically, after the season ended last year, our team had disbanded. The league we were in, they closed shop, and we really had nowhere to go. So we put in some applications for new leagues just to find a home. We ended up joining the BCFL, or Blue Collar Football League, where teams are located from West Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, and I think there's one Michigan team, but I could be wrong. We ended up coming in as the underdogs. We were ranked like 8th or 9th at the start of the year. So that put a really big chip on our shoulder. We felt like we had something to prove. And from there, we just kind of did our thing and started smacking people in the mouth and ended the season at 14-1 nationally. So that's pretty cool. This weekend, we actually host, since we are the top seed in the league, we will be hosting the championship at Greenwood High School against the one team that beat us by 1 point. And that game, it was something else. We traveled 5 hours to the game. We had a lot of injuries, and you know, football in the summer, you're going to have the heat, the humidity, and all that stuff against you. So we really had a lot of elements against us. We lost 6-7, and now we're just here to redeem ourselves.
Yeah, this is Mark. All those injuries healed up to where you guys will be good to go?
They are. Our main injury was our receiver, Kendall Williams. He had a rotator cuff injury. But from his performances after that, everything looks good to go.
Well, that's good. And what position do you play?
I'm the linebacker. I kind of switch between middle and outside. So I float pretty well on that.
You get to smack the people.
I do, and it's a blast.
Make it your mission to destroy that quarterback.
Yeah, but I like being able to look for those little passes that are a little too high and open up their ribs for me. Those are nice.
So other than the injuries in that game, how was that team able to beat, you know, how were they able to beat you?
A week before that game, we had actually traveled to Canton, Ohio to play a team that goes by the Canton Pitbulls. We went there everyone was expecting us to get beat because they're a higher tier team. So, and we had like a 6-hour travel there. So we went there, we beat them. And as we were going into this team in Ohio that beat us by one, we were still kind of on a high horse, Noah and I. You know, we beat one of these teams. We're nationally ranked. You know, we're on this high horse. And then we get there, we kind of dropped our level of play a little bit. You know, I'm not trying to make an excuse or anything, but based on how we've played all year, we dropped our level of play a little bit, and that really hurt us. It made it to where the offense wasn't clicking like they needed to. And, I mean, our defense, without trying to sound biased, I think we have one of the best defenses in the nation. So we went out, we did our thing, we held them off. The only time they scored, I believe it was on a punt where everything just went bad. So we're kind of regrouping and, you know, we got it fixed.
That's definitely good news right there. I don't, you know, we see so many injuries in sports, and you see career ending injuries. You see, you know, there's a new article in the news going on about, what's his name? We're talking about him. Kid from Maryland.
McNair. Too.
Yeah, Jordan McNair.
Oh,
you know.
Yep.
Injuries are nothing to joke about. And, you know, especially when it hurts your career and what you're, you know, trying to do as an overall goal in life. I mean, regardless whether it's sports or not, injury is nothing to be joking about. And so, you know, I'm glad everybody's healthy. It definitely makes for a better game, too.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
So when is the championship game?
Our championship game will be this Saturday, the 18th. It'll be at 7 p.m. at Greenwood High School.
The 17th at Greenwood High School.
No,
now,
it's the 18th.
The 18th. Okay, sorry.
Yes.
The 18th. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. You guys definitely need to check this guy out. Go check out their team. I watched that video on your Facebook, and I seen that out there hitting people like it was WWE.
Yeah.
I liked it. I hate, man, I wish I could be there. Unfortunately, work call, you know, work duties call. Apparently you have to pay bills or they shut stuff off. I don't understand that logic still, but, you know, still have to pay that stuff. So I won't be able to make it, but, definitely, we will be keeping up on it. And, you know, if you haven't done it yet, check us out on Facebook, man. Find our we'll send you an invite to the page. That way you can keep us posted, you know, post up what's going on. That way our listeners can see what's going on and check out, you know, what's going on with you and your team and whether you guys won or lost and, you know, what happened in the championship game.
I definitely will. Yeah, I'll check that out.
Awesome, man. I really appreciate it. We're not going to take up any more of your time. We're going to go ahead and let you go. I appreciate you being on, and I definitely really appreciate you sticking by and just holding strong while we were dealing with some technical issues. But we'll definitely have to have you back on. Maybe we can get you come back on again sometime, you know, next week or something after the game.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
Awesome. Well, look, man, good luck and to you and your team. And, you know, hopefully, you know, you guys are able to get your payback that's so rightfully deserved after 1 point. Yeah, that hurts.
Oh, it does. It does.
We've all been there, and I know how that feels. The only difference we never got a chance to get our win back. We never got a chance for that retaliation. So you're getting it, and I know you guys are going to be fired up for it. So definitely good luck to you guys, and we look forward to talking to you next week. And I know I'll stay posted up with you and what's going on. And, yeah, man, good luck. You can't say it enough.
Thank you.
You say good luck enough in a situation like this. Okay, he said, we lost to them the last time I played. But then he throws out, it was by 1 point. I'm like, oh, wow. So you already know the feeling in that. You already know. But look, man, I'll let you get off here, and we will definitely talk at you later, brother.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me.
Likewise, sir, and you have a good day.
You too.
All right, bye. Wow, dude.
One
fucking point. one damn point.
That's worse than getting beat by a last-second field goal.
Bro, I'd rather get beat by a last-second field goal than 1 point. Well, no, I don't know. That's kind of an up there because last-second field goal, the pressure's on. You know, field goal kickers have been known to screw it all up for you when they know it's all riding on that one moment. You know, so that'd be the Cinderella story right there. These guys go into this game, 1 point, you know, 1 point loss previously, and it comes down to a tie ball game, or they're up by one. They're up by one. And the opposing team has a chance to win it with a field goal. And the guy kicks it, and it goes off the upright or hits the crossbar, something, and falls short, and he don't make it. And they win by – they turn around and win by one. It's just like the ultimate slap in the face. If they shut them out this game, it's not going to be as much of a slap in the face as they just like, oh, look, we can win by one too.
Yeah, but that slap in the face will probably still feel better.
Oh yeah, a win's a win. It's gonna feel better. You know, I'm glad
it's the ship, man. I mean,
it is the ship. You know, I'm glad that they're all back. I'm glad they're healthy. You know, I'm looking forward to, you know, hearing about, you know, what happens in this game. I wish I could go. I would be there repping for them, you know, and supporting them and supporting, you know, everybody out there, whether it's one team or the other. I mean, either way, I just want to see a good football game. But definitely want to see them win, you know, and, of course, you know, letting everybody know, hey, it's Morning Cup of Sports. We'd be broadcasting live.
Yep.
But, unfortunately, I can't make that happen. Even if I could, hell, I don't think I got the gas to make that drive. So, that's not going to be a factor. But there's always next season. If they're still doing their thing, they ain't that far, and we'll definitely have to hit it up if you want to ride with and support the cause there. But anyways, we got another thing I got to bang out here. We have where I'm at, and for those of you who have listened before, you already know I'm in Indiana. We have a new business in town. It's a local business. But, you know, anybody who's listened to us, you guys already know me and Farmer, we're all about supporting the local businesses, and we're all about supporting, you know, the cause. So definitely going to hit these people up. We're going to give a call to somebody real quick and get some information for these guys and definitely give them a huge shout-out and a big thing because, you know, starting a business is never easy. I've seen it done. I've been through the process. I never did one officially for myself. I mean, I kind of did my own little side thing. Yes, I know I'm ranting. Don't give a shit. You can listen to me because that's what I do. But anyways, we're going to give this guy a call, and that way we can find out some information for any of our listeners that are in the area that he's willing to go to and do some work. This is Bennett's Home Improvement, and we're going to give him a call right now.
Bennett's Home Improvement.
Yes, sir. Hi, this is Brian from your Morning Cup Sports here on Radio 8. How are you doing?
Can you hear
me?
What
was that?
I can hear you now.
All right, my name is Brian. I'm actually calling from Morning Cup of Sports, a sports show right here. It's on Radio AFS, Internet Broadcasting Station. How are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing today, Brian?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well, man. We just got done talking to a gentleman who's helped take the team to the championship game this weekend. So, you know, nothing can be better than that.
Heck yeah.
But anyway, I know I'm from the state of Indiana myself, and a lot of our listeners, we get a lot of listeners in the area as well, and I know you are a new business, and, you know, obviously it's never easy to start up your own business and doing your own thing. There's a lot of stuff that goes in with that, but come across it and wanted to give you guys a call. Huge shout out to, you know, from us to you, and try, you know, a little seamless plug, you know, try and get you, you know, try and get you some, show you some love. And figure we can talk to you and let our listeners know how they can contact you, what you do, and how far you're willing and able to travel, and, you know, all the good stuff that they would need to know if they were interested in your business.
Well, again, this is Bennett's Home Improvement. I'm located in Richmond, Indiana. I'll travel, you know, for the right stuff up to an hour. When it comes to a house, I'll get it done. If I can't do it, then I got people that do. I normally beat every quote every time. But when it comes to quality, you might as well get it right the first time and call me. I've been doing it since I was 16. I'll be 26 this year. I finally started my own business just about 4 or 5 weeks ago. I am an Indiana business, and you can find me on Facebook at Bennett's Home Improvement. You can, and on there has all my contact info. Otherwise, you can always give me a holler on my cell phone. That's what I do most of my work off of anyways. And would you like me to share that number with you guys now over the, live? Or?
Oh, most if you're okay with that, yeah, definitely go right ahead. And
you guys can always reach me at 765-977-8245. You can call and text me any time or day to set up a free estimate. I give out free estimates up to an hour away. So, like I say, when it comes to the house, I get her all done. There's nothing that I can't really do.
Hell yeah. I like that. See, I like that. Confidence says I can do it. And if I can't do it, I got a guy that can do it.
Exactly. And nobody can beat my prices. And nobody can really beat my quality either. I'm a perfectionist. I got OCD. So I'm in the perfect line of business because I don't stop until it's perfect to my standards. And my standards are always held higher than anybody else's.
Man, I feel you on that because I got an uncle that used to do some auto detailing, and that dude's like, this dude was OCD perfectionist as well. I already know what kind of work them guys kind of can put out. So when it comes to home improvement, you guys are hearing it right here on your Morning Cup of Sports. He's a new business, but I tell you what, I guarantee that he's going to hook you up. And so definitely Bennett's Home Improvement is the place to go if you're within his range. Now, I'm sure that within time and, within time and everything, once everything gets established and rolling, he'd probably be able to travel a little bit further for you, depending on what you got going on. But, you know, that's between y'all. Definitely, you guys need anything at all. If you're within about an hour or so from the Richmond, Indiana area, please check this dude out. New business. Support the guy growing up because – you know what? All these corporate businesses, they don't need shit. They're established. They're set. Help the guy get where he's trying to get. It's that simple.
Right. And I also offer for landlords who have multiple properties, property management. You know, down to mowing your grass, checking your gutters, keeping everything, you know, up and running. I mean, offer packages for landlords. So that's another option out there as well.
Well, there you see. Hey, Mark, see, you're talking about finding a new job. There you go, man. Hit up Bennett. But all right, brother. Well, I appreciate your time, and we won't keep you any further. That way, you can go ahead and get back to what you're doing. I know you got to be busy.
Heck yeah, you already know, brother. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
Right on. You too, bub. Later.
All right. And you know what? The longer it takes us to figure that out, the better we are. The better we are. We just keep working. And we just keep getting better, all right? Day after day. We'll be better tomorrow than we were today, all right? But you guys, I'm really freaking proud of you guys. You guys are one hell of a football team. Who's got it better than us?
Nobody! North Carolina ain't a damn thing flyer. Bitch, I'm a niner from the earthquake country. I can make the earth shake. About to bring it back like the 89 earthquake. Throwing past at me, I'ma catch it like Crabtree. Who got the kush? Cause the smoker got a half tree.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. My dumbass just literally cut us out of the show. I don't know how I did it, but I did. We did actually find confirmation that we have, we found him. We found him, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to call him right now We are calling Farmer. We got to get him in the show. It's been a while since he's been on here. Ain't had him all week, I don't think. So I'm dialing the number now so that we can talk to him and ruffle those feathers a little bit. Because, you know, this guy does not know. He does not know that he was slapping hippos' asses, that we know. He don't know that we know. So, let's see here. It's dialing, ladies and gentlemen. It is dialing. We're waiting on him to answer. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and take a small, quick break. I know we've been taking enough breaks this week, but we're going to take one more break shortly so we can go ahead and try and get Farmer on the air, and we will be back right after this.
Nothing, trying to make something. People push us down and we keep on running. Walk through the storm, walk through the war. Bust through, say we're taking it all. We're going for our dream, can't stop this team. Rushing in and we're changing this scene. You think you can stop our movement glory, but we're standing tall in the story. I'm sick of these people being disrespectful. Can't see we're working hard, it's a mental. All around the clock, it's never endful. You can't do the same, so don't step two. Us in a crew, stand one, step two. We wanted this from the start, so we're coming through. In your streets, bringing that hardcore beat. Making that movement from under your feet. From always something new, hate is what you're gonna do. You're gonna look stupid on what you tried to prove. Because we're pumped in on your block. Sending out. Now hear my message when we're ready to drop, yeah.
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
It's our mission and we're ready to rock, yeah.
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
Forward momentum and we ain't gonna stop. Cause I find me an addict. Cause that forward momentum, I gotta have it, have at it. Not heartless, good at the next bend. 10 times, bro, gotta grab it by the scruff of the neck, wring it out. End up as a wreck, work it out. Gotta keep it in check, sing it out. That's the name of the game, that's what life's about. To reflect with the best of them. That's what you like to call life's test, I guess. When you cry, when you're pressed, I said. That's what I like to call life's test, you mesh. Ah, what a sesh. But if you still see rain, then you need to digest. What I put in your brain like a pill, it'll make you insane unless you kill. What puts you here? Who do you think you are? You're the highest man here? Well, that's a start. Look around, take it in, we take it all. Now sit back, watch begin.
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
It's our mission and we're ready to rock, yeah.
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
Forward momentum and we ain't gonna stop. Run this town like Jay-Z and Kanye. Me and Pablo, doing it the easy way. The temptation with fire in our eyes. Getting closer to that one true prize. From the honesty of a hip-hop prodigy, I keep telling myself, nothing's gonna stop me. For that dream to make it come true, that's why we speak the truth in the booth.
Yeah, we speak truth, call us the criers. We sing loudly, so call us the choir. Me and Muggsy, born in the fire. No pad and pen, yeah, that's all we require. And the booth, to spit truth. And the crowd to rock, raise your hands to the roof. You can't stop us now, so turn up the track, let's hear it loud. Yeah, you can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
It's our mission and we're ready to rock, yeah.
You can't stop us, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, bro, we're unstoppable. You can't stop us, we're unstoppable.
Forward momentum and we ain't gonna stop.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome again. You're tired of hearing it. I know. Welcome back to Morning Cup of Sports. Anyways, right here on RadioAFS.com, Midwest IT Help Desk, FJ Merchandise, and we got a new one for you, Bennett's Home Improvement. Definitely need to check them out. We got on the phone with somebody that answered from Bennett's Home Improvement, but he said it's his cell phone, so it's probably the owner, I'm going to guess. Who knows? But anyways, we are back. Farmer was unreachable. Don't know what's going on. We've been dealing with technical issues all day, so we do apologize about that. And we're going to go ahead and wrap the show up now. We got to talk to Nevin about his football and what's going on there. Pretty interesting season from what I'm getting of it. A lot of injuries and everything, but everybody's back. Everybody's healthy. That's good. Championship game coming up here in a couple of days, man. Retaliation from losing by a damn point. So definitely looking forward to seeing what they do there. And, man, I'd say it's been fun, but it's been more stressful than fun. We've had nothing but issues and problems. So, yeah. I'm going to wrap this up now. We are done. We will be back tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 on the West Coast. Make sure you guys check us out. It was a shit show, but hey, you know, everybody's got bad days, and this was just one of them. We will be I talked to Farmer, and I'll find out. He'll be here tomorrow. He won't miss that many days in a row. So, ladies and gentlemen, it was fun, and till tomorrow, man. See you later.